article, but there are such things as cyber warfare, which can be used by foreign governments or terrorists that wage warfare over the internet, can collapse infrastructures within nations, can collapse economies. But I focus on particularly cyber espionage, which is stealing sensitive data from public and private industries. It can be used to it can be used as leverage in trade negotiations because foreign governments can obtain secret information of the state of affairs within that industry and use it as leverage in negotiation. It can be used to improve their own industries, even though these are trade secrets within our own nation or our own private industries. And it can also be used to steal private personal information of citizens, bank information, social security, etc.
Okay, so you talked about this framework that the U.S. government has initiated to combat these cybersecurity threats. Could you tell us a little bit about this framework and how it, what it does to sort of set out this framework that allows people to combat against these threats?
So the framework, the framework itself is a product of a collaborative effort, like I said, between the public and private industries, but it's broken down into three components. The first component is the framework core, the second is the framework implementation tiers, and the third is the framework profile. And each component reinforces the connection between business drivers and cybersecurity activities. For example, the first division, which is the framework core, is broken down into five functions: to identify threats, protect against threats, detect threats, respond, and recover. These five functions serve as the life cycle of an organization's management when assessing and addressing cybersecurity risks. The second division is the framework implementation tier, which is broken down into four different tiers, which is sort of a self-diagnosis within the respective organization of their risk and vulnerability of cybersecurity invasion or attack. The final division is the framework profile, which helps indicate the overall outcome that a business is seeking to achieve. So you have to identify what it is you're trying to protect and what outcome you're looking for in order to determine what best practices, standards, guidelines, etc., will best address those needs.
Have there been any pitfalls of the official cybersecurity framework?
Yes. The major pitfall, there's one major critique of the framework, and that is that it's too broad to accomplish any substantial protections. But I take the position that there is no end-all, be-all answer for cybersecurity threats. It's a constantly evolving process. This isn't the answer on how to ward off all cybersecurity threats and invasions, but this is sort of like, can be thought of as like a business process to identify, detect, and protect against cybersecurity threats. Sort of just a comprehensive approach that can be used by public and private sectors voluntarily, not a mandatory framework, but not having to waste resources and allocate resources into developing this these policies and procedures to identify and protect, but rather use the official cybersecurity framework and adopt it as their own, tweak as necessary to address and protect against these concerns. Of course, there's best practices and standards and guidelines that are already existing, and it's up to each industry and organization to determine whether or not and which practices are beneficial to addressing their needs. But no industry, no organization is the same. Every organization is unique, and therefore the approach is broad enough to address the majority of organizations and industries, but it is upon the organizations themselves to determine whether or not which practices and which areas are most vulnerable for them.
And would you say this is a good first step towards combating these cybersecurity problems in America?
I think it is absolutely the first step. Like I said, there is no end-all, be-all answer. It's always going to be an evolving process. But this is one way and one beginning step towards allocating substantial resources and having this framework already in place to be taken advantage of. That way, if organizations use this framework, they can allocate their own resources to other areas, whether that be coming up with formulas and best practices for their own industry or becoming involved and engaging in a conversation to move on to the next level beyond this framework and maybe more towards solutions.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kayla, for coming in today, author of Cybersecurity Finally Takes Center Stage in the U.S. I'm Scott Chappell here with the Journal of High Technology Law at Suffolk University Law School, and everyone have a nice day.